Luke is a Jedi. You're his father.
What about that ship?
That was garbage!
In time, you will call me Master.
You have learned much, young one.
You'll find I'm full of surprises.
Hey, sleepers, welcome to the Sleepwire Great Debate Show, where we do a quick debate between two characters this week. I'm your host, Professor Chris, on Twitter at Seymour Sleepwire, and with me, Star Wars mega fan and one of my favorite members of Sleepwire, Adam.
Hey, Chris, it's good to be doing another one of these with you.
Yeah, it certainly is. Our first one was Luke Skywalker versus Rey, and I'm not sure I've even learned Rey's last name.
Well, I don't think anybody has yet. And this time, we're calling it episode 5, right?
Right. Yeah, this is our second great debate, so this is episode 5. Yep.
All right. Kylo Ren versus Anakin Skywalker this time around.
Absolutely. It's going to be a good one.
All right. Well, I put this out on Facebook. Here's what the people said. I had one person, Mandolin, said, this makes my phone cry. It's really weird. Terry said, emo twins activate in the shape of a brooding teenager, in the shape of an emotional rock singer. You're taking the side of Anakin.
Absolutely.
And I'm taking the side of Kylo Ren. Correct?
Yep.
All right. Are you ready?
I am ready. Let's do it. All right, so if we want to start about sheer power, let's start by talking about the fact that Anakin Skywalker was the product of Immaculate Conception. If you remember back in episode 1, he was born on Tatooine and there was no father. Anakin Skywalker was conceived by the Force, which is evidenced by him having the highest midichlorian count out of all the major Star Wars characters, with a count 27,700, compared to Kylo Ren's measly 13,500. For reference purposes, this is 10,000 more than Yoda. That 27,000 is nearly twice as much as Luke Skywalker, his son, and 7,200 more than Darth Sidious. His entire purpose, the whole reason he was born, was to restore balance to the Force. That's why he was called the Chosen One. When he was just 9 years old, Anakin built C-3PO, and we all know what 3PO has done during the Star Wars franchise. Not only did he build this protocol droid, though, but he built the fastest pod racer ever that he used to win a pod race to set himself free so that he could become a Jedi Padawan training under Obi-Wan Kenobi. Later in episode 1, he climbed in the cockpit of a ship and started using the blasters to take out droids. This is when he was 9 years old. This kid was absolutely fearless. Well, let's fast forward 10 years. Anakin's now 19, falls in love with Padme. He's convinced the senator from Naboo to fall in love with him. They secretly got married. Anakin found out that they were going to have a baby. However, this is when things turned terrible. Skywalker started having visions of Padme dying in childbirth, and then Chancellor Palpatine, who reveals himself to be the Sith Lord Darth Sidious, recognizes all this about Anakin Skywalker. The true power of the dark side of the Force is stronger than the power of the light side. Convincing Anakin of this, Skywalker then pledges himself to the teachings of Palpatine, who was a former friend and confidant. It was at this point that he was crowned Darth Vader and vowed to...
You guys, let's just remember who we're talking about.
I don't like sand. It's coarse and rough and irritating, and it gets everywhere.
We're talking about the I don't like sand guy. Midichlorians, what? Virgin birth, what? Come on, guys. I mean, at the end of the day, Anakin is a disappointment to his potential, just like Andrew Luck. Anakin may possibly be even more whiny than Luke Skywalker is. And when he was fighting Dooku, he lost his arm. He lost his hand. It was cut off, and he passed out from the pain. Kylo was shot, stabbed, lightsabered, all that stuff. Didn't make a difference. He kept going. And Dooku wasn't even fighting nearly as hard as when he was fighting Yoda. We don't know when Kylo started training, but we know that Anakin started too late. He was a poor Padawan, and he was easily manipulated by the Emperor. He was disrespectful as an apprentice, and he thought he knew more than everyone. Kylo, willing to learn. And here's the bottom line. When you think about these big moments like Shmi Skywalker's death, or Anakin's confession to Padme, or the slaughtering of the Tusken Raiders confronting Obi-Wan, none of them really hit home. It's a... Okay, let's talk about Kylo Ren. The first thing about him... Oh my god. He's here. Crap. Chris, I gotta get out of here.
Professor Chris, you need a teacher. Let me show you the ways. I am the greatest Force Master of all time. Even greater than my grandfather has ever been. I am unstoppable. Lightsabers, bowcasters, blasters. Nothing will get in my way. I have the patience of a stone and the will of the stars in my blood. I have high order Jedi skills. I stop blasted bolts in midair. I can put people to sleep with the wave of a hand. I will freeze an opponent just to inflict fear. In a battle, I would easily defeat Grandfather. I would finish where my uncle started. This is not a debate. The Jedi Killer because of my lightsaber skills. The Jedi Order is no more because of me. I am an expert in Shin and Dijim. My respect for the Force runs deep, and my desire and ability to learn is stronger than my grandfather's ever was. Thank you, Nick Jackson, for the comment, but let me take my mask off and tell you why I am better.
Adam Driver is a Juilliard graduate with more than 30 acting awards, including the National Society of Film Actors Best Actor, Gotham's Best Actor, the Teen Choice Award, MTV, the Critics' Choice Award of America, and the Screen Actors Guild Awards for Best Supporting Actor. You don't like Adam Driver as Kylo Ren because that's his job. You're not supposed to like him. Hayden Christensen received the Golden Raspberry Award for the Worst Supporting Actor and the Teen's People's Choice Award for the Hottest Actor Under 25, so at least that's something. You don't like Hayden Christensen because he didn't do his job.
Now I will let Adam finish what I started.
For the record, guys, I didn't know that we could do, you know, shit like that. Go back and listen to our other 25 great debates we did this year. 26, if you include the last Star Wars one. And nothing like that. That was unfair.
All right. Let's hear your rebuttal.
All right. Okay, so Kylo Ren, you talked about Anakin being a little baby. Like, this guy is just a little bitch. I didn't get to this point yet, but Anakin became truly evil. Kylo Ren was born to two of the most legendary characters of all time, Leia Organa and Han Solo. This kid had it all. He was being trained by Luke freaking Skywalker, but we have no evidence of him becoming truly evil. This is why Kylo Ren is part of the First Order. He wants to be like his grandpa, and he spends the whole movie whining and crying because he can't do it. Let's talk about his stupid temper tantrum that he threw when FN 2187, of course later called Finn, helped Poe escape in The Force Awakens. Ren decided that he's going to use his broken lightsaber to just destroy all of the equipment in that control room as if the equipment had something to do with it. He's just throwing a tantrum. He's mad that someone took his toy, so he goes on this little destructive episode. And yes, I did say broken lightsaber. Lightsabers run on kyber crystals, and Ren's lightsaber has a cracked one, which necessitated those lateral vents to sort of divert the extra heat from the crystal. These crossguard blades are one of the most inefficient features you could add to a lightsaber. It would be so easy to slip and then cut your own hand off because of those. But no, just like a true millennial these days, he uses it because it looks cool. He doesn't care about his functionality or lack thereof. Can't wait to see him whining more in The Last Jedi as he either renounces the dark side because he's a scared little baby or as Rey slides Luke's lightsaber through his chest. All right, so let's go ahead and take it back to final thoughts since we have our arguments for and against done, and we're going to take it back to Anakin Skywalker here. So before I got caught off with the buzzer, I was saying it was at that point when he pledged his allegiance to Palpatine that he was crowned Darth Vader and vowed to destroy all the Jedi. Palpatine, knowing full well that the younglings, the Padawans, were the only Jedi remaining in the Jedi Temple, and orders Anakin to go to the temple to destroy any remaining Jedi, and we proceed to see Anakin Skywalker murdering all of the younglings. All that is leading up to this. Anakin Skywalker became truly evil. He fully embraced the dark side of the Force. He completely renounced the Jedi and his title and his seat on the Jedi Council. He destroyed unarmed children. He destroyed unarmed separatists who were hiding on Mustafar. He does all of this without a second thought. Anakin Skywalker was driven to the dark side, driven to become a Sith Lord out of love, hate, and anger, and these three things can drive a man to do anything. Truly embracing the dark side, he became one of the most powerful Sith Lords of all time, and if we want to talk about just sheer power, it's got to be Anakin Skywalker, even if it's before he became Darth Vader. And lastly, who likes getting sand in the cracks?
All the stuff you say about Anakin is correct, but... the movies were lackluster at best. Hayden Christensen received the Golden Raspberry Award for Worst Supporting Actor.
Yeah, but are we talking about their, you know, filmography and their awards and everything? Or are we talking about Anakin Skywalker versus Kylo Ren?
I think that both should be discussed.
No. Not at all.
I think that one feeds into the other.
Everybody who listens to this, leave a comment wherever it is. Yes. And just tell Adam how wrong he is about this. If we're debating two apprentices here, who the apprentice is shouldn't matter.
If he was a better actor, maybe we would have seen a better performance and it would have been more convincing, but it's not. It's not convincing. And that's the problem.
All right. Even though those don't matter. But.
All right. So this is it, man. This is the last Star Wars great debate. The next time I talk to anybody listening out there about Star Wars, it'll be after the movie. And we've got Brian Eikenberry from the 515, the original creator of the Star Wars Far, Far Away podcast. And the irreverent fan Jake, the Australian, plumbing from the Death Star and Sansmance Radio. And I'm hopefully in talks with two people who are involved with Star Wars. And hopefully it's not too crazy of a time for them to get on and we can all kind of talk about it. Because at the end of the day, finally remember, guys, we're doing this for charity, which you can learn all about at sleeperwire.com. Anything donated to us is a tax write-off. We are official charity recognized by the IRS for Lyme disease. So help us save lives and check out the Sleeper Wire.
And also, even if you don't play fantasy football, I'm sure that you know someone who does. I mean, it's huge these days. Now when you hear someone talking about fantasy, you can ask, hey, have you heard of the Sleeper Wire show? They're going to be impressed with your knowledge of independent podcasts, and who knows, you might find that you enjoy it too.
All right, guys, I got to get out of here before Kylo comes back.
Thanks for listening, guys.
What's up, everybody? This is Ming Chen from AMC's Comic Book Bends, and you should listen to my favorite podcast, the Sleeper Wire podcast. Listen to it now. Listen to it every day. I do. Do what I do, because that's what the cool people do.